It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99. Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Open Canvas Dakota Bank, Hands On Health, and Grand Central. Now live from Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pizza Ranch. Tonight, we are going to talk girls basketball, and hopefully we're going to talk about a new project happening at Mobridge Pollock High School. It's Stephen Hedick going to join us first here in the program, and Coach Hedick, couple of really big wins last week, talking of course about Chamberlain and Aberdeen Roncalli. Confidence wise, your girls must be on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, those were really big wins. You know, those are a couple teams that seems like we played tough. Well, we haven't played as tough against Roncalli the previous few years, so that was a really good one to get. But the Chamberlain game seems like it's tight every year, no matter what the records are. It's kind of become a little bit of a rivalry for us. They used to be in our region and they're still in our conference. So yeah, we see them a lot and we get pretty fired up to play them.
As far as conference championship goes right now, where are you guys sitting?
I'd say we're right up close to the top, but I got to think Miller is probably ahead right now. I don't think they've lost to anybody in the conference.
Miller, a tough loss last night against Winter. Does that give you a clue into what's coming up with Winter?
Well, now that you mention that, they have lost within the conference.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one, yeah. So it's interesting, you know, that'll give us a little bit of a insight on some things, I guess, that you can do against Miller if we should run into him again or anything like that. But, yeah, that was a I think Winter must have played a very good game for them to hold Miller down to 20 points like they did.
And it doesn't get you can't rest. I mean, you guys got to go full bore ahead. This next couple of weeks are going to be just brutal. There's a lot of games in a short amount of time. And we start with tomorrow night when you guys travel all the way out to Belle Fourche. I tell everybody it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. But a really tough Belle Fourche Bronx team.
Yeah, they're a very tough team. They're done some scouting and watched them throughout the year. They're very big. I think they start 2 5'11" girls and a 6 foot girl. And not only are they big, but they don't play a slow style like a lot of big teams do. They really kind of hang their hat on the steals and the run game like a lot like we do. So it's going to be tough, but I also have all the confidence in the world in our girls against anybody in our schedule. You know, if we just show up with the energy that we can in our pressure defense, I know we're deeper than them, and I know we have a lot of things going for us that they don't match up that well against us either. So hopefully our advantages outweigh their advantages a little bit and we can get a big win on the road.
You know, and there's also the other factor that in the round of 16, Mobridge Poly came up against Belle Fourche in volleyball only to be defeated there. So there may be a little revenge factor as well.
Yeah, it's funny how often you run into stories like that. I think we played Hamlin 3 times in a row between the two sports, and then you run into Belle Fourche and you just never know who you're going to match up with there, and it could very well be something like that. But you know, they end your season in volleyball, and we have a lot of the same athletes, and that's got to make the girls a little bit hungry to go get them back.
Talking about the team right now, I've seen that there's bumps and bruises, and I've seen that a couple of your players are playing really tough through some injuries. One injury right now that I'm looking at is Heidi Olson. How is she recovering? Is she going to be able to make it back before tomorrow?
No, she won't be back tomorrow, and it'll probably be a good number of games yet. It's just an injury that has been re-aggravated enough that they're advising that she doesn't continue to play right now on it. She's got to continue to do the physical therapy and not risk further injury, or especially not permanent injury on that. So she's just taking it as it goes with the doctors and the therapists and things like that. And she hopes, and we all hope, that eventually she can make it back for a postseason run or wherever the timeline might lay that. But in the meantime, other girls have filled in the position and done a great job. You know, that's one of the blessings of being as deep as we've been this year. Plenty of girls to step up and fill those roles as well.
The other night I gave player of the game to Blake Thompson. I think that it's another example of not the sixth person, not the seventh, not the eighth, maybe 9th or 10th. And she came out and she played really big and got some crucial baskets and made a couple of big plays for you. That's got to be a nice feeling as a coach to have, you know, those three, and there's more than three, but the three freshmen that are really stepping up for you.
Yeah, you know, I would really have a hard time labeling anybody 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 anywhere on our team. You know, it's just so night to night, you know, depending on how a girl's playing, or it might be a size matchup, or it might be a situation where you need a shooter or a ball handler. Each girl has different strengths. And so there's 5 to 6 girls that could be the first one off the bench and they could be the third one off the bench. So it's not a rating or anything like that. It's just that it's a blessing that we got so many girls that whatever you need, you can look to the bench and find somebody that's ready. And anytime you look at the bench, it looks like a bunch of puppies at the adoption agency. You know, they're all just, it's kind of heartbreaking. There's 5 of them looking there with these big eyes just ready to go in, and you can only pick one or two. But it really is a great thing. She did, like you said, she played a great game, gave us great minutes and some big crucial baskets in that win.
You know, and it's funny that you use that analogy, adoption puppies. I see the same kind of thing. You know, these girls a couple of years ago, they were, you know, picking their noses and rubbing it all over basketball as 6th and 7th graders. But the advantage is that they traveled a lot. They played in big tournaments. I know that this group of girls were in Minneapolis at the Target Center playing there. And it's all due to some feeder programs that have really built this freshman class and even some of the sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Yeah, we can't forget about the ones that have been there a year or two already. They're all progressing as well. But we have great feeder programs all the way down to 2nd grade, all the way up to the middle school. Great coaches that put in a lot of volunteer time into the girls. And we got a lot of great things going on in the program right now.
One thing that I know it's a cliche for a coach, you're going to tell me, oh, I only look at, you know, one game at a time. But let's get out of that cliche for a second. When you look past Belle Fourche and you look down the road, not only are you going to be busy, but any opponents that are going to come in that you are going to have to play top basketball against?
You know, we got to play tough the whole way through. We're with all the rescheduling and stuff, there was a lot of rescheduling across the state, but we've played fewer games than most. So it's going to be a gauntlet of games, but there's really a lot of solid competition yet on our schedule. You look at a couple of the Class B schools, Sully Buttes and Timberlake, they're both 11-2, 11-3. You got Groton with 10 wins, and let's see, Winners coming on strong right now. We've got a lot of good competition left on our schedule, but there's none. We just had a big conversation about this in practice today. There's none of the teams on our schedule that I'm not confident in us winning, but it's not a bunch of pushover games either. So we've got to be able to go from game to game with maybe just one soft practice in between and ready to shift gears in between those games and focus on the next one and just go get it done.
It's both a blessing and a curse to have a busy schedule like this going into the regions. Blessing because, you know, you're going to get that playing time, that game time. Curse because you're not going to have a lot of time in the practice gym to work on a lot of things. I mean, you've got Wednesdays basically to work on things, and that's a kind of a short practice anyway.
Yeah, the blessing is, though, at this point in the season, you know, if you're not ready to play a game, typically at this point in the season, you're probably not entering a lot more new plays in or anything like that. You might adjust a few new things for an upcoming opponent, but at least for us, we're not going to be throwing in a lot of new plays. We have everything in that we're doing, and we have our systems in and our defenses, and it's really just about fine-tuning and making small adjustments for the upcoming opponents, whatever happens to be that next game, which is good for us because it can allow us to shorten up some of those practices, get the girls home, get them off their feet and continue because they need those legs to be under them next night for another game.
And there's some long trips coming up. I mean, tomorrow, Belle Fourche, and then you go to Winter. But there's also some teams coming into town. You're going to play a lot of home cooking as well, which is nice if you can play here at Mobridge Pollock. It seems like you guys play at least 5 points better than you do on the road, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, just not having to travel, not having to be on the bus on those long trips, it always helps be a little bit more fresh. And you know, the home the home gym and especially the home fans make a big difference as well. You know, you may not realize it, but players really do feed off the energy that comes from the gym, the positive energy coming from our own fans. So that's just another reason we do appreciate those fans that are able to get out of the house and make it into the gym on those nights.
No, I agree. And it's nice to see from way over where my vantage point to see that other side of the bleachers completely packed full. There's a lot of interest in this program right now. Not just your program, but the JV stands are full as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of love for the girls and it's appreciated. We love to see everybody coming out to support them, to watch them. The girls work their butts off and that's a reward, just all the support that they're getting out of the stands.
And of course, support starts at the home, you know, and if it isn't for the parents giving you support, giving the team support, making sure that everything is taken care of as far as health and nutrition, the program doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, we get done with practice, they got to go home, they got to eat, they got to rest, they got to do all that stuff. And when it's a practice that they're maybe they're a little tired of me and the up and down, they're probably coming home pretty grumpy and the parents have to deal with that and all that kind of stuff too. So we do appreciate the parents and it doesn't go unnoticed the time that they have to put in. Another thing about Mobridge Pollock, parents are, nobody's a stranger to travel. You know, we travel for every sport and we travel a long ways for every sport, and our parents do a very good job of following and traveling with the team. And you always see at least that core group in the stands, which is very nice.
Yeah, I imagine that it's going to be full over in Belle Fouche tomorrow. A lot of fans are going to take off work and head over there to watch you guys play. And then, you know, it comes down to the Booster Club, too. And the Booster Club does some amazing things. I sat underneath and looked up at the huddle camera the other night. I tell you what an impressive piece of equipment. It's so nice to have a Booster Club that's willing to raise the money and put money into the program, too.
Yeah, talk about people that volunteer time. All those people, it's very appreciated, those people that are on the board of the Booster Club and putting in the time and raising the funds and making the decisions on what to spend them on. And everything that they do, everything that they buy, just makes our lives as coaches and as athletes a little bit easier and a little bit better. We have probably one of the greatest weight rooms maybe in the state. You know, we've got up-to-date equipment and thousands of dollars have been put into the equipment. You mentioned the huddle camera. It's just, you know, then at least for half our games, for the home games, plus anybody else who's a huddle-focused school, it's an automatic exchange. So you don't have to have a couple JV kids that have to run the camera. You know, it saves them. It allows them to just go be with their team and cheer. And it's better video quality anyway, because as we know, freshmen in high school, they get distracted and miss some of the plays.
A little bit, yeah.
The camera, but that's all right. They do a good job. But yeah, just being able to jump on the phone and make sure that camera's scheduled to run. It does it all on its own. And all that is thanks to the tireless efforts of those people in the Booster Club. And then they've done so much more than just what we mentioned.
All right. Well, I want to get down to the brass tactics of tomorrow night. You've talked a little bit about Belle Fouche. They're big. And we saw that in the volleyball court. They all looked over the net without jumping. It's one thing to see a big team, but a big team that's athletic as well. How are you going to attack this team?
You know, they really like to play fast. If you watch them on film, they're kind of all over the place on defense. They're sprinting. They change up their defenses quite a bit. I think every game I've watched, they've played some man, some zone. They've thrown in a half-court trap and a little bit of full court. So we have to just be ready and mentally mature and seeing what they're in on defense and attack it. And we got to focus. It's more about just playing our game. We have to play our motion. We have to be aggressive to the basket. We have to make good passes on our kickouts and be ready to put up a good shot and knock down some shots from the perimeter is going to be big. We also, the way they fly around on defense, we have to be ready to find the open spots, because part of that style of defense is at times they're going to get out of position. Just because of the way they rotated that aggressively, and we got to find that open gap that they left open, and we've got to attack and we've got to capitalize on that.
So it's important to have a good inside outside mixture tomorrow.
Yep, for sure.
And how important is it to get off out the bus and get a good start, get, you know, on the scoreboard first and get an early lead?
Yeah, the early energy, you know, it seems like every game this year, there's just one point, whether it's a 2 or 3 minute stretch in those games where we're making a run. And then the rest of it, it just kind of balances out and we play mature down the stretch. And that was one thing that was crucial about that Chamberlain game is we maybe didn't outscore them in three of the quarters, but we got out right off the bat and we made a big run and we were able to just kind of ride that the whole rest of the way out of the game and seal the win by the end. So those early points, those early, especially on the road, are crucial.
Early start tomorrow. What time are you guys going with your JV?
I believe the JV starts at 3:30 Central Time.
Okay.
And then they're all separate. There's not a double gym. So it'll be girls JV at 3:30, followed by the boys JV, then the girls varsity and the boys varsity.
Okay. Well, it's a long trip, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see a new atmosphere, I guess. And we wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out for Tiger Talk. Coach Hedick again from the girls basketball team. And we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. I've got, we'll take a look at the schedule. I don't think Hayden Merkel is going to make it in tonight, but that's okay. I understand she's a busy, busy girl. So we'll be back in a few moments with more Tiger Talk.
For all of your personalized sports gear, there is only one place, the Open Canvas. From shirts to hats and everything in between, the Open Canvas has it covered. If you're a Tiger, Wolverine, Panther, or whatever team you support, get the gear you need at Open Canvas. If you need banners or vinyl signs, the Open Canvas can do that also with skill and imagination. There's only one place to get your gear, and it's the Open Canvas in Mobridge.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands On Health, a supporter of the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, and our certified therapists are here to help you stay in the game. If an injury does knock you out, you can count on our therapists to use the latest research and hands-on treatment to help you recover and get back to the sport that you love. Stay updated on our Hands On Health Facebook page. From our team at Hands On Health to yours, best of luck in your upcoming game.
Let's go, Tigers!
Welcome back. We're in the Pizza Ranch tonight. It's Tiger Talk, and we were supposed to have Hayden Merkel come in and talk about an exciting new program at Mobridge Pollock High School. And, well, I understand that she's got two little ones at home, and she's got a full-time job, and we'll try to get her on and talk about this new program in the next couple of weeks. I wanted to go through the schedule real quick for Mobridge Pollock Athletics, and, of course, tomorrow, as I said, the girls and boys will travel over to Belle Fourche and take on the Bronx over there, Tigers and Bronx. And, well, if you can't make it over, you can tune it in right here on Star 99 and drgnews.com/Star99. We should be on the air right around 5:30 or so tomorrow evening. And then on Saturday, it's another doubleheader. The girls and boys will take on Todd County at Mobridge Pollock High School. And again, if you can't make it to that one, we'll be on the air on Star 99 right around 1:30 in the afternoon. And then it's another postponed game that didn't happen for us. And so on Monday, February 6th, the girls and boys will take off for Crow Creek. And again, that'll be about a 5:30 start on that one as well for us here on Star 99. And drgnews.com. And then as we continue on the 7th, that's next Tuesday, Timberlake girls basketball team will be at Mobridge Pollock High School. And, well, a little confused about that time right now. I'm hoping that I'm right in saying that'll be a 6:30 pregame and then 7 o'clock tip-off. But don't quote me on that right now. February 9th. That's Thursday next week. The girls and boys will take on Sully Buttes here at Mulbridge Pollock High School. That'll be a 6 p.m. Broadcast time on Star 99. And then we move on down the road to Friday, and that's a boys basketball matchup with Harriet Selby area taking on Mulbridge Pollock at Mulbridge Pollock High School right around 7:30 for the broadcast of that one. And then moving on to this Saturday, it's Groton area coming to Mulbridge Pollock. That's a doubleheader, girls and boys basketball. And we're hoping to be on the air around 3 o'clock for that one. Groton area and Mulbridge Pollock. That's Saturday, February 11th. And then we have a Monday off, Tuesday, the 14th. That's Valentine's Day. The girls and boys will be at Stanley County. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking they're going to start that one early as well. So broadcast time right around 5:30 for that one. And then the 16th, the girls basketball team will take on Cheyenne Eagle Butte at Mulbridge Pollock High School. 7:30 start on that one. And then on the 20th is when the girls start their region play. There is one more boys basketball matchup. And I just lost my point in my check here. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting end. It's going to be a lot of basketball played at all in a matter of a couple of weeks. There is one game that's coming up, and that is on the 17th. I guess the Mulbridge Pollock boys and girls will be at Winter, and that'll be a 6 o'clock broadcast time for that one. And then the boys will finish their season at Timber Lake on February 20th, and that'll be a 5:30 start over there as well. So, as I said, lots of games coming up in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, you can count on Star 99 to be covering all the basketball games that are on the schedule. We also want to say that the wrestling team has a busy end as well. And we're going to try to get Coach Nas to come in next Wednesday and talk to us a little bit about that. As the wrestling team starts planning for regions, they have the Big Dakota coming up this Saturday, and that's going to be a big wrestling meet at Stanley County High School down there in Fort Pierre. They've got teams like Bennett County, Chamberlain, Cheyenne Eagle Butte, Crow Creek, Dupree, Groton area, Harding County, Kimball, White Lake, Little Moon, McLaughlin, Miller, Sully Buttes, Sunshine Bible, Todd County, Winter. It's going to be a big meet, and I know that Coach Nas is excited about that one, not only for the fact that you get to wrestle against some great competition from around the state, but also the fact that this will do a lot of great things as far as moving the wrestlers up in their seating for regionals that are just around the corner, it seems like, for the wrestling team. So as I said, I'd like to have Todd come in and talk to us a little bit about the wrestling program next Wednesday here on Tiger Talk. And again, if you are interested in what's going on with the schedule with Star 99 Sports, you can go to our website, drgnews.com. It's all there on our website. Just click stations, then click Star 99, and you will see all the schedules for games coming up, wrestling meets, all that is right there. And you can even go to the Mulbridge Pollock website and check out their sports schedule as well. And well, as I said, we were supposed to have Hayden Markle come in and talk to us a little bit tonight about an exciting new program that's going to happen at Mulbridge Pollock High School. I know that when I heard about this, I got really excited. Another learning opportunity for Mulbridge Pollock students. And it's all through community development dollars and other sources. And I'm excited to talk to her about that. We just couldn't make the connection tonight. And I'm sure that she got busy and couldn't make it to the Pizza Ranch in the next couple of weeks. We're going to see if we can't nail her down and get her to come out here to do Tiger Talk with us and talk a little bit about what this new project is. I don't want to give anything away right now, but I'm like I said, I'm really excited that the
students at Mobridge Pollock High School will have this learning opportunity, and we'll get a chance to make some life skills out of, some grant dollars and some community development dollars. And of course, Farm Credit Services of America, one of the leading backers of this as well. So again, we will talk to her in the upcoming future. We'll see if we can't get her to come in and talk about this new program. And I also want to say thank you to everybody involved at Star 99 Sports. Sometimes I don't get a chance to do this and because of time and stuff like that. But thank you to Mary Schreier, who has been diligent, running the ball games, doing the extra things to make sure that Star 99 Sports gets on the air and sounds as good as it does and looks as good as it does. You have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. It's sometimes a little chaotic, but it gets taken care of. And thank you to Mary Schreier. I also want to say thank you to the staff here at the Pizza Ranch. They treat me so good when I come in here. They do a great job. The buffet tonight was excellent, as it is every week that I come in here. And there's a special offer. If you come in and say you're here for Tiger Talk, you might get a little discount on the buffet. Just come on in and sit with us during the show. And even if you have a few comments that you want to slip in there, we might see if we can get that on for you. But thank you again to Pizza Ranch for helping us out with Tiger Talk this year. You won't find a better place in town to have a great meal, a great buffet, and even carry out. If you order in, you can have your pizza here. But if you want to carry out, you can call the Pizza Ranch, and they'll have it ready for you, hot and ready to go as you walk through the door. So make sure that you utilize this great, great place. We are so lucky in the Mobridge community to have the Pizza Ranch. And one of the things that I always enjoy is watching the kids, and there are a ton of them here tonight, going into the game room. And the excitement that they see as they play pinball or some kind of truck game or something like that, they really have a good time here. And it's a safe and great atmosphere for kids. And they do have a kids' night. And I'm not completely sure about that, but there's a sign here as you walk in the Pizza Ranch telling you all about kids' night. And you need to utilize this great source. It's the Pizza Ranch, and we are so lucky to be able to broadcast Tiger Talk here, and we have for, I don't know, I think almost 19 weeks of Tiger Talk, and the show continues all the way through basketball and wrestling season, and we'll get into track and softball as well, and a new venture for Mobridge Pollock High School, girls softball. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Let me just tell you, I have a niece that plays softball out in Oregon, and she lives for it, and it's one of her favorite things to do. She's practicing now, as a matter of fact, in January, getting ready for the upcoming season in softball. So I am so excited to talk to Coach Overland about the softball program and also all the track and field coaches to talk about track and field. We've got the new facility here. And I tell you what, it's going to be exciting. There's going to be an opportunity for us to host a bunch of track meets and maybe even a regional track meet. You never know. But a lot of money was spent and a lot of effort was put in on this new track. And it's up here at Tiger Stadium. If you are interested in taking a look right now, it's covered with snow. But as track season progresses, I hope the stands are full and you're rooting on your favorite track athletes. And so that's the Tiger Talk schedule. We'll continue with basketball and wrestling until track and softball starts. And then we will get into that for a couple of weeks anyway and talk to you a little bit about what's going on there. Again, thanks to Mary Schreier back at the studio. Thanks to the folks here at Pizza Ranch. I am going to close out the show. And tomorrow night, again, if you can't make it to Belle Fourche, you can tune in the game right here on Star 99, 99.5 FM and drgnews.com/star99. For Mary Schreier, I'm Andy Hsu. This has been Tiger Talk.
This has been Tiger Talk on Star 99. Join Andy Hsu next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Tiger Talk. Brought to you by Grand Central, Hands-On Health, Dakota Bank, and The Open Canvas. This has been a production of Star 99 Sports.